It's Monday, July 15th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Donald Trump returns to Twitter and birtherism, telling congresswomen of color like Ayanna Pressley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to, quote, go back to their own countries. Pressley and Cortez were born in the sovereign nations of Chicago and the Bronx. Meanwhile, new national poll numbers show Trump falling way behind a number of Democratic challengers in head-to-head matchups. And lastly, several top Democratic candidates say they won't reverse Trump's Jerusalem embassy decision if they become president.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Story number one.
President Donald Trump returned to his birther roots on Sunday, tweeting that progressive Democratic congresswomen of color should, quote, go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Trump was likely referring to a group of progressive freshmen that includes Representatives Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, all of whom are U.S. citizens, obviously, who have strongly criticized the president and his policies. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi quickly came to their defense in response to Trump's attack, but just as quickly, Pelosi added that she still hoped to work with the president on a, quote, humane immigration policy that reflects American values. With friends like these, who needs unhinged bigots?
Story number two.
A new poll from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal shows President Donald Trump behind many of his Democratic opponents in the 2020 election. According to the poll taken in July, Joe Biden leads Trump by 9 points, Bernie Sanders is beating him by 7, Elizabeth Warren is winning by 5, and Kamala Harris has a 1-point lead over the president. NBC News noted that Trump is faring far worse than President Barack Obama did in the exact same poll at this point in the 2012 election cycle. In that poll, Obama held a 1-point edge over eventual Republican nominee Mitt Romney.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Axios is reporting that they have asked all of the top-tier Democratic candidates if they would move the U.S. embassy in Israel back to Tel Aviv, and not one of them said that they would. Most of the presidential contenders slammed Trump for moving the embassy in 2017, stating that it would wipe out any chance for a peace deal between Palestinians and Israel. Biden, Booker, Klobuchar, and Gillibrand, Beto, and Mayor Pete all told Axios that they would not reverse Trump's decision, while Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Julian Castro declined to comment. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies that never gets easier to say.
Quicker quickie.
Large-scale federal immigration raids in the U.S. again failed to materialize Sunday after being touted in advance by President Trump, raising questions about the government's plans. Joe Biden unveiled a proposal Monday to expand the Affordable Care Act with an optional public health insurance program. Trump is thinking about ditching Commerce Chief Wilbur Ross after his big census question defeat. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday night that he granted a visa to Iran's foreign minister to visit New York, primarily to meet U.S. obligations to the United Nations, but that his movements will be sharply curtailed.
Quicker Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show, or later, wherever your podcasts are found.